WNYC Studios is brought to you by ZBiotics. Seize the day after a night of drinks with ZBiotics pre-alcohol probiotic drink. ZBiotics was invented by PhD scientists to break down the byproduct of alcohol, which is most responsible for making you feel crummy the next day. Drink ZBiotics before your first drink, drink responsibly, and you'll wake up refreshed and ready to take on the day. Try it for yourself at ZBiotics.com/WNYC and get 15% off your first order when you use WNYC at checkout. That's ZBiotics.com/WNYC and use the code WNYC at checkout for 15% off.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Just want to give you a heads up. Our next conversation is about sexual assault, and we know kids are around the house these days, so it might not be appropriate for little ears right now. You may want to listen to this later online. It also might be triggering for others. If at any time you feel the need for help, please call RAIN's National Sexual Assault Hotline. That number is 1-800-656-4673. In 2017, Larry Nassar was brought up on charges of sexual abuse. Yes, as a new documentary lays out, his misconduct had been reported as early as 1997. For 20 years, Nassar had been using his position as USA Women's Gymnastics Team Osteopath and his position at Michigan State University to sexually assault hundreds of gymnasts who came to him for treatment for their injuries. In a new documentary called Athlete A, directors Bonnie Cohn and John Shank show how the USA Gymnastics program helped cover up his crimes. The film follows the reporters at the Indianapolis Star newspaper who brought the story to light and focuses heavily on three brave women who stepped forward to help bring Larry Nassar to justice. In its review, the San Francisco Chronicle called the film, quote, infuriating, anger-inducing, frustrating, and ultimately inspiring. Athlete A premieres today on Netflix. Bonnie and John, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks
for having us.
So a major theme of this story is how USA Gymnastics failed to report sexual assault to the authorities. Bonnie, why was the world of USA Gymnastics a place where a sexual predator could get away with doing what Larry Nassar did?
So we actually were approached to make this film by Jennifer Say, who was the 1986 U.S. champion in gymnastics and then went on in 2008 to write a book, a memoir called Chalked Up, about the systemic abuse, physical, psychological, and some sexual abuse inside of the decades that she had, you know, participated in the USA Gymnastics world. And when we set about making this film with Jen as one of our producers, we were very committed to looking at what it was at this institution that allowed a predator like Larry Nassar to become so successful and to go uncharged. Really, the film, while yes, it's about Nassar, it's really about the larger culture at USA Gymnastics that allowed for him to succeed.
Yeah, so what was it about that culture?
So I think that, you know, it's a lot of things. It's a very hard and complicated question, but there was a sort of a leaning into abusive coaching. Not that there aren't great coaches around the country, there are, and I want to be clear in saying that, but ultimately at the elite gymnastics level, and as you sort of rose through the ranks in the different levels of gymnastics, there were a lot of coaches that bought into this idea that that gymnasts needed to have a training that centered around various kinds of, I'll call them abuses, but it was, you know, they developed eating disorders because they had to be a certain weight. They would often be told that they weren't strong enough if they weren't going to compete on sprained ankles or broken bones. There was a lot of verbal abuse. And, you know, we do talk in the film about how we kind of brought that culture over from the Eastern Bloc with the famed Bella and Marta Caroli coaches that went on to run our Olympic team. But there was some of it in the United States even before the Carollis came over. And so we wanted to really kind of set the stage for how this institution, where parents really were blocked out. They really weren't allowed in the gyms. They weren't involved in the national training camps that went on at the Carolli Ranch. They weren't invited down there. It was very hard for their girls to even be in touch with them while they were at the ranch. So we wanted to kind of set the stage for how hard it was to penetrate this kind of, you know, secret way in which athletes were trained.
John, one of the things that was very interesting in the film is how the body type of a gymnast changed over time. This happened in ice skating as well, where it went from being sort of grown women and the graceful part of it versus how small you are, how high you can jump, how much air you can get between you and whatever's on the ground. So the gymnast started becoming younger and younger. What do you think, how do you think that factored in to the way they were treated and the way Nassar was able to approach them?
Well, yeah, that's an excellent point. You know, we all, those of us who are a certain age, all remember the incredible moment where Nadia Comăneci of Romania won the gold medal in 1976 as, a 14-year-old girl, and kind of changed the way people saw gymnastics with this kind of, she had this sort of prepubescent body, which became kind of prized among elite coaches. What happened as, we in the U.S. moved into the 80s and kind of took the gloves off and allowed marketing and sponsorship to also enter the sport at the same time that it was, these younger and younger girls were becoming, the center of the sport. Is you had this power dynamic where marketing folks and business people, often middle-aged men, were in charge of this vast organization that was made up of young girls and their families. And what the Indianapolis Star reporters find out, what they discover, that that we show in the film, is that USA Gymnastics had a total lack of policy about how to handle complaints when it came to any kind of abuse, especially sexual assault. They would get these complaints from gymnasts or other coaches who saw bad behavior going on, and oftentimes they wouldn't go to the police, even though law in most states require that you do mandatory reporting when you find out that there's abuse like that going on in your institution.
So let's play a clip from the film. This is Jamie Dancher, who was on the Olympic team in 2000, describing both the culture at USA Gymnastics and how Larry Nassar was different from that. And we can talk more about him on the other side.
I remember I had the flu. I was literally throwing up for 5 days straight. And I remember getting weighed, and I lost, I think, like 6 pounds from being sick. And I remember Beth telling me, you lost 6 pounds, now we gotta figure out how to keep it off. And to hear they don't care how you do it had a huge effect on me. I mean, back then I didn't even think of it as abuse. It's still psychological for me, because I almost still feel bad for even saying the truth. Like, I hate this sentence, but I actually, looked forward to treatment. And because Larry was the only nice adult, he's really the only nice adult I could remember being a part of USA Gymnastics staff.
That's a clip from Athlete A. I'm talking to its directors, Bonnie Cohen and John Shank. So Bonnie, Larry's niceness, that is such an interesting part of this documentary, because his niceness in many ways was his shield. And I read a book about him a couple of months ago, and he originally started out trying to be mean, and it didn't work for him. So he switched over to this nice guy persona, which really is creepy, because it just shows you how much of a predator it was and how premeditated it was. What does it say about the culture of USA Gymnastics, Bonnie, that just someone being nice was an entree to other more darker things?
Yeah, I mean, you've played the clip that is seriously one of the more chilling sentences in the whole film. there were athletes that we spoke to who, just to set the scene, you know, for folks who don't understand this, Larry Nassar was the osteopathic, quote-unquote, doctor for the USA national team. So he was at the Caroli Training Ranch in Texas, where we sent all of our elite gymnasts to for, you know, weeks at a time for training. And he was one of, you know, 10 adults that were down there that were supposedly in charge of the ranch. I'm not sure that number is right, but there were just a few mm-hmm. down there. And the parents didn't necessarily know who he was or that he was there or that he was necessarily doing procedures on their girls. So I just want to set that stage. There were athletes that we spoke to who were so traumatized by the training inside of Elite USA Gymnastics that they did not want to go to the ranch at all. They would sometimes, there was one athlete that told us that they made up an injury and another that actually injured themselves intentionally so that they would not have to go to training at the ranch. So there was a very high level of fear and intimidation and therefore obedience on behalf of these mm-hmm. athletes. So you can imagine that if there's, you know, one guy down there who was willing to sneak food to them, give them candy, say nice things to them, joke around with them, be their quote unquote pal. From a psychological standpoint, that would be a winning grooming experience for a predator, right? Because the rest of the atmosphere for a child was so scary. So as you point out, he got obviously got onto that and used it to great effect. And the girls would not report him because, A, they were obedient athletes, which is part of the sort of hallmark of being an elite athlete, right? You do what your coach tells you to do, and you do it right. And he preyed on that, and it was a big part of his success.
John, let's talk about Maggie Nichols. She's athlete A in the charges that were eventually filed against Nassar. And she was on her way to being on the Olympic team. Can you explain how her reporting affected her career as an Olympic athlete?
Sure, yeah. Maggie Nichols is really an incredible athlete mm-hmm. in many ways. You know, one of the main through lines of the film. You see her start as a young gymnast, as a young girl winning championships in Minneapolis, where she's from. Ultimately, she rises very quickly to become just one of the cream of the crop of athletes among elite gymnastics around 2015, about a year before the 2016 Olympics in Rio. At that time, she was going to the Caroli Ranch a week or so out of every month to get ready for trials and tryouts for the Olympic team. And it was during that time where she first encountered Larry Nassar, and she got one of these infamous quote-unquote treatments where he would kind of pretend that he was trying to solve physical injury for her and ultimately sexually assaulted her. She kind of scratched her head in front of her her friends, the other gymnasts there, and said, does he do this kind of thing to you guys? You know, it seems a little weird to me. And her coach overheard her and encouraged her to first speak to Rhonda Fain, the head of the women's program at USAG, and ultimately to Steve Penny, the president of USAG. Subsequently, Maggie did not make the team. She was not chosen to be among the top five gymnasts to go to Rio or one of the three alternate gymnasts at Rio, which was a bit of a head-scratcher and a mystery in the gymnastics world. Maggie was an incredible athlete leading up to the Olympics, and for her not to be chosen was a bit of a mystery. It's all very subjective. Part of the kind of upside-down world of elite gymnastics is that everything is subjective. Mm-hmm. Coaching, the judging, the trying out for the teams, the making the teams, it's all the power lies, with the coaches and the institution. So it's impossible to say that she didn't make the team because she reported, but it certainly happened that way, that she did report Nassar. USAG essentially did nothing for a number of weeks, and then when it was reported to the police and the FBI, mysteriously, nothing happened in the investigation for a year after she reported, and Maggie, of course, had her Olympic dreams dashed. The amazing thing in the film, just if I could add, is that you do see Maggie come back in this incredibly inspiring way and become a championship in collegiate gymnastics at the University of Oklahoma, where she found just a great coach who nurtures her body and her soul.
And she loves gymnastics again. That's the other part of this, which is so sad.
Exactly.
These young women have this love for this sport and this, and their own athleticism, and it's just got this dark cloud over it. But so the end is really, it really is lovely. The name of the film is Athlete A. I'm talking to its directors, Bonnie Cohen and John Shank. So Bonnie, there's also a part of this movie which is a little bit like Spotlight or All the President's Men, where we get to follow these intrepid reporters as they tease out and dig into this case. How did you come to work with the Indianapolis Star, and what did you think when you saw this suddenly unfolding before your eyes?
Yeah, we're huge fans of those movies. and when we saw that the Larry Nassar story actually broke before we started in on the film, the very first article that the Indy Star team had written had come out, and actually even before that, the article that they had written that led to the Larry Nassar scandal being reported was an article that they wrote about policy inside of USA Gymnastics that basically kind of allowed for sexual assault accusations to come in, and then basically be, if there wasn't a signed letter from a parent, they would just kind of file it away, and there wasn't a real system for reporting these abuses to law enforcement. And it was the publication of that article that led Larry Nassar survivors to start calling into the Indy Star. And we just felt that this team they're so earnest. They're in Indianapolis, you know, they're toiling away in a newsroom in the middle of the country, just doing the Lord's work, you know, with not very much budget, following their noses, grinding away at stories. And we just found for us that if we were going to tell a narrative documentary about seeking truth to power in this particular story, the journalists were one of the key framings for that. And when we got to know the team, we told them what we were trying to do, and they became excited about it, and it was kind of an ongoing process. They had done quite a bit of the original reporting once we got to them, but then we stayed with them as they moved into the sort of deeper aspects of trying to expose what was going on at USA Gymnastics after Nassar was in jail. So it was very exciting. They'd never done anything like it, and each and every individual reporter, Mark Alicia, Marissa Kwiatkowski, Tim Evans, and their editor, Steve Berta, all were incredibly committed to this story and had to keep coming up against their bosses and trying to get, you know, time and money to put towards this. And we're really happy they did.
The name of the film is Athlete A. You can watch it on Netflix. I've been speaking with Bonnie Cohen and John Shank, its directors. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks so much for having us.
Thank you so much. We really appreciate it.
And once again, we know this conversation may have been triggering for listeners, so if at any time you feel you need help, please call RAIN's National Sexual Assault Hotline. That number is 1-800-656-4673.
WNYC Studios is brought to you by ZBiotics. Seize the day after a night of drinks with ZBiotics Pre-Alcohol Probiotic Drink. ZBiotics was invented by PhD scientists to break down the byproduct of alcohol, which is most responsible for making you feel crummy the next day. Drink ZBiotics before your first drink, drink responsibly, and you'll wake up refreshed and ready to take on the day. Try it for yourself at ZBiotics.com/WNYC and get 15% off your first order when you use WNYC at checkout. That's ZBiotics.com/WNYC and use the code WNYC at checkout for 15% off.